And I think...
Yeah, you have to know your body well enough for this to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still lean, but my libido is on
point. Oh, yes.
That sounds super weird, Violetta. If you say, oh, yes.
You brought it up.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another beautiful episode of The Vegan Life, your favorite podcast on planet Earth. And I'm joined by my best friend, Violetta.
Aloha. Please stop saying my name this way.
How should I call you?
Just Violetta. Just by my name. That would be just amazing.
Okay, Violetta. Violetta is my best friend since, I don't know, a couple of years? No, 1 year.
Two years, honey.
2 years, crazy. How do you handle it? Like, how can we still be friends?
Yeah, I don't know how you handle me every day. It's kind of hard, but...
Do you think I'm more complicated than you, or...
I don't think we're complicated, I just... You think we're complicated? I think we're one of the easiest people to get along with, we're just, like, really weird.
I think, I don't know. I mean, it's subjective. It's good that we are really weird. We are like, we are the weirdest.
Yeah.
Whenever I meet people, they always tell me, Axel, you're the weirdest person I've ever seen.
I hear that often too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. But obviously, this is not the topic for today. I actually have Violetta. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I do it. I have Violetta.
That was German.
On the podcast today, because I got many questions referring to, like, questions asked by girls who want to build muscle, who want to gain weight, and Violetta figured it out. She that sounds so stupid, because then you think Violetta is fat. Now,
Violetta... Well, maybe I am.
Who knows? No, she's not. She has an amazing body, and... when I met her, she was really, really skinny, and that changed. I mean, you are in a really good shape. Let's go this way. And yeah, so Violetta, I'm so sorry. Every single time when I say Violetta in the podcast.
I can punch you. Okay, deal.
No, you can choose one vegan dessert.
Amazing.
Okay.
So this is, by the way, guys, how I gain muscle and how I get fat.
Do you remember the challenge we did?
Oh my god, yeah.
What so, Violetta, Violetta and I, we are both German, obviously. And at some point, we challenged each other. We said, let's talk English. And whenever someone talks German, he has to pay for like one dessert. I think we were in Bali or somewhere when we started that.
Kuala Lumpur.
And I had to pay for so much dessert.
Yeah, you were so bad. You probably lost like 10 times or so. I stopped counting.
Okay, Violetta, then how did you do it? How did you gain weight on a vegan diet? First of all, do you think that's like many girls who go vegan are kind of skinny, right?
I would say like probably... 90% of all people I know, of all vegan people I know, they're skinny.
Why?
Or like,
what do you think?
I'm not saying that they're like too skinny, but they're definitely not obese because, I mean, plants have obviously less calories than animal food.
But before they go vegan, they're already a little bit skinny. I think, I don't know, maybe I make assumptions, but I don't know. Is it? Maybe because they're already a little bit health conscious?
Probably. Yeah.
By the way, I'm not judging. I don't say
no,
like
we're
do
not
whatever.
Judging at all.
I do whatever you want to.
Judgmental free zone as always. I don't know. It's a good question, but I think that like a lot of people who go vegan and they don't really educate themselves enough about it. They just eat like healthy, but like more vegetables and just like, you know, like low calorie food. So they don't really include fats and stuff. Or like not enough fats and everything like that and carbs in their diet, and which is why they in a caloric deficit most of the time.
Did you immediately gain weight when you went vegan?
No, definitely not. I was like probably the first year when I was vegan, I was like still more or less the same. But I honestly think another thing that I just figured out like 2 weeks ago or so, the reason why I actually was able to gain weight was when I got off my pill, because like my hormones changed and everything.
I recently made a podcast about it on my German podcast, because I shared this on Instagram. I just asked people, like, tell me your story.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, like 40, 50 DMs in 1 hour of stories of girls who lost their period.
Mm.
Is that a thing? Like, is that normal? Or I mean, I'm not a girl. I never had my period.
So I never lost my period, but it's a big thing, because it was at some point like 5 years ago, probably it was completely normal to take the pill. It was just a thing, like doing the driver license, you know. It was just like every girl.
Yeah, I remember my first girlfriend when she was 14.
So did I. Yeah, I took my pill like for probably 3 or 4 years. Because there was just not enough science behind it, like no one questioned it even. It was just like just a normal thing, just like mm-hmm. drinking water.
Drinking milk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was like more research or something like that, and like social media got also a lot mm-hmm. of people were talking about it on social media, so it got like kind of popular to educate yourself about the pill, and then we found out that it was actually a bad thing. So yeah.
And
a lot of people stopped taking it.
And did you lose your period as well?
No, I didn't.
Why do you think most of them lose the period?
I don't know. I think that's also...
By the way, can you still get pregnant?
If you don't have your period, you can't.
Hmm.
Your hormone and everything is just pretty much fucked up.
Sounds like an effective way to... But it's probably not really...
It's good. Really like unhealthy, yeah. Your whole body doesn't really know what's going on, so... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I went through Instagram and then checked their profile, and as I said, I don't want to judge. I'm not mm-hmm. that educated about periods. But I saw that many girls are super lean.
Mm-hmm. Which is not natural.
And I have... a lot of friends. Tori was on the podcast. She lost her period when she competed. Mm-hmm. It's super interesting if she's competing right now as well. And yeah, do you think that is like a sign, like girls who are pretty lean?
I think it can be a big sign for that, because you don't really get your period, or you can't really have functional hormones if you're not having enough fats, and if you just don't have enough fat storage in your body. And this is just not natural for the woman's body. The woman's body is made for like half more fat than the male body in terms of like getting pregnant and stuff. So it's definitely, I mean, there are girls who obviously are lean and still having a functional hormones and everything. But it's definitely not natural or not common.
By the way, it's the same for, not the same, but similar for men, because when you go super low with your body fat, which I did, you lose your libido.
Yeah.
Libido. And your hormones also go bananas. You feel good in one moment, and 2 seconds later you feel depressed, and it's super weird. So in general, this whole like having a really low body fat is crucial. And I think...
Yeah, you have to know your body well enough for this to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still lean, but my libido is on
point. Oh, yes.
That sounds super weird, Violetta. If you say, oh, yes.
You brought it up.
Okay. Holy moly. Okay, let's say my name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Violetta. I took the pill for a while. Now I listened to this podcast with Violetta, and Violetta told me it's not good to take. Why you shouldn't? You didn't even say it. Why is it bad to take the pill?
So basically, if you're on the pill, your body just constantly thinks that it's pregnant. And I mean, that's just like enough reasons to say, okay, I don't want to take this, because your hormones just give your body the symptoms as if it's already pregnant, which is why you're not getting pregnant anymore. And the period that you're having on the pill is not the real period. The period is there to clean your body and stuff and to get rid of all... It's like kind of a detox thing. But if you're on the pill, it's not doing this detox anymore. So It's just everything about the pills actually bad.
Okay. Okay, so Anna, well, I'm Anna. I don't take the pill anymore. No, I'm going to lose my period. Probably because I'm super lean. You know, I see these Instagram girls who are only eating 20 grams of fat per day and they have a six pack and I want to look the same. And I'm actually already looking the same. What should I do now?
What do you mean? What should you
do? I lost my period. What should I do now? Well, should I take the pill again?
No, obviously you shouldn't take the pill again. That's not the solution. But you should like get help, become healthier in terms of eating habits. Because
But I already eat so much.
Probably high in volume and water, yes. But you should cover all food groups and make sure that you're having enough fats, which is probably more than 20 grams per day. And yeah, just
food group. What is a food group?
What is a food group? Good question. So you have to make sure that you're eating everything, like veggies, obviously, which you probably are, more than enough fruits, that too, and then also carbs, nuts and seeds, which contain a lot of fats, which is great, and legumes.
What about whole grains?
Oh, did I forget that?
No, the five.
Don't eat any.
Carbs are bad for you. Carbs make you fat. So, food group number one, fruits.
Fruits.
Your favorite fruit?
Oh, papaya maybe.
Are you sure?
Dragon fruit papaya.
The first time when I ate a papaya, I thought
I
thought I have to throw up. It smells like fish.
Oh, now I'm not sure because I'm really in love with figs right now.
What about dates?
No, they're not my fave.
Anyways, food group number two, veggies. Favorite?
Veggies. Favorite vegetable, broccoli.
Same. And kale. I like kale. Whole grains?
Do you want me to list whole grains?
Yeah. Your favorite one?
Whole grain pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
I love
rice.
Rice, brown rice, oats, once in a while. Anyways, legumes?
Lentils are my fave.
What?
Oh.
What about tempeh?
Yeah, I forgot about tofu tempeh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's hard. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Tempeh, definitely. The answer is always tempeh or hummus. Hummus is actually also
true.
Legumes. So, nuts and seeds?
Nuts, pecans, and seeds, pumpkin seeds.
Nice.
What about you?
Tahini, so sesame. I can't pronounce this word. Sesame?
Sesame.
Wow, I hate this
sesame?
One. Sesame? flax seeds. I love flax seeds.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're super healthy. and I think especially seeds and nuts.
Oh my god, sorry, I forgot hemp seeds. I just love hemp seeds. Okay, they're my favorite.
You're never eating them.
I just don't have them right now, but I love them.
Okay, nice.
What is actually cocoa nibs? What food group?
Well, cocoa. Wow, that's. What is cocoa?
Spice.
cacao, right?
It is cocoa, yeah.
Yeah. It's a. I don't know. Do you know what an avocado is? It's a fruit.
It's a fruit, yeah.
We're like, what the? Avocado is not a fruit. Like, you can tell me avocado is a fruit, but it's for me, it's not a fruit.
No, I get that, but what is... Oh, okay, we'll Google
it. We will Google it, and I will put it not in the show notes because I will forget it. Anyways, but yeah, I think especially the last food group, nuts and seeds...
Mm-hmm. It's underrated.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%. Most of the people never had sunflower seeds or something.
Hmm.
So, start eating them.
Yeah, and you don't have to eat like tons of them. You don't have to eat like a kilo of whatever seeds or something. You just have to do like a bit of them and that's already good. Don't skip them. Because
I just add them to everything, to every single meal. Just a little bit of nuts and seeds. So that
it's also nice to have some crunch in your food. So.
Yeah, and then you... Well, they're water-suitable and fat-suitable vitamins. And if you add nuts and seeds... What did I say?
Suitable.
Nice. Anyways, then you always make sure to absorb them. So always add some nuts and seeds. Violetta. Oh, I almost said. Full day of eating. What is a typical... You always eat the same, right?
So I have a smoothie bowl every single morning after my workout because I just love it so much. And I add also a scoop of protein powder and top it with nuts and seeds or like nut butter. So I have like basically everything covered in a huge smoothie bowl. It's not like a tiny one, which you probably get in cafes. It's really big. And then I don't have lunch. I fast till the evening. And then I have a big bowl of everything.
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 Pork.
Oh yeah, pork is amazing. I have, as a base, I use whole grain or whatever, like buckwheat, pasta, quinoa, potatoes, rice, you get me. And then I have a big portion of veggies, and then I also have a legume, and topped again with some fats like nuts, seeds.
Tahini.
Tahini, hummus,
ooh.
All this good stuff.
Ooh. What about, so you do, we don't, I don't say intermittent fasting anymore, because apparently it's not fasting if you do it for like 16 to 8 is not fasting by definition.
Okay.
It's time restrictive eating.
Yeah. I mean, we're both not big fans of labels anyways, but I do kind of, we do kind of inversion.
Call it whatever, I don't
call
care.
Call it whatever you want, but we have a really late breakfast and only dinner.
Yeah. Well, I sometimes, I have a second breakfast.
Sometimes I do the same.
Yeah.
Like
most of the
something.
Time I have a second breakfast.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know. Why do you do it?
Is why?
It, yeah.
What? Why?
Skipping.
The way I eat?
Yeah.
I'm
you, well, your breakfast today for us was at 2.
Yeah, that's okay for
me. Most of the people were like, what the heck are you
I
doing?
Know.
It's just because you don't have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a comment yesterday.
Really?
I had to laugh. Yeah, someone told me. It was yesterday was Monday, so I asked my community, "Do you like Mondays or do you hate Mondays?" And 80% love them, 20% hate them. And then I said, like, I don't get it to like hate a day. It's a day like other, any other
yeah,
day.
Like any other
day. And then someone told me, you're only saying that because you don't have a job.
Well.
Yeah. That's really funny, because so many people think, they see like, oh, social media, he's going there and this and
yeah.
that. Oh, you don't know how I'm not complaining, but compared to normal people, I'm working so much, or like so many people who are doing social media.
Yeah.
There are no weekends. There
yeah.
is no, oh, I go for 4 weeks on vacation and lay in a hotel and do nothing. I work 70, 80 hours. When I did my documentary, there were like 100 hours work weeks. So for all the people who think, people on social media, they're just, oh, chilling there, I'm doing this and that.
We
no.
share the nice moments because we want to inspire people, but
it's all, I mean, I enjoy working. Do you enjoy?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But why should we share, oh, I'm sitting like for 4 hours in my room working
yeah,
on my laptop.
Yeah.
I'm doing a time lapse of that. Like, you just don't see when we just sit around on our MacBook. So,
yeah,
but
true.
That's what we do like 80% of the time.
True. For
so
that, yeah.
You asked why we do this. You forgot it. So
right.
why do we eat the way we eat?
Good point.
So I do it because I like having a control over what and how I eat, because I just like, okay, first of all, I'm not hungry in the morning anymore. When I wake up, I just don't think about, oh my God, I would love to eat something right now. I just don't feel like eating. And second of all, it has a lot of health benefits to your body if you fast. I mean, I don't know if we can call it fasting, but if you don't eat in the morning, so, and I just enjoy it. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's super funny because when I met Violetta, she annoyed me so much because every 2 hours, I'm hungry. I'm like,
yeah.
What the heck? How can you be hungry? You just ate.
I had no control over my appetite. Didn't know appetite. Yeah. I didn't know the difference between appetite and hunger. I just thought that I'm hungry all the time because I had like small portions throughout the day every 2 hours. And when
your body was just used to eating
yeah,
every
exactly.
2 hours. And it's for most of the people, they think like I can't fast for
trust me,
hours.
Do fasting, do juice fast for a week and you will know what hunger is.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done it. I mean, I haven't, my longest fasting was for 12 days.
Yeah.
But that was not voluntarily. Like, I had to do it because of an operation anyways.
Yeah.
But that was, poo. Then you really, like, if you can't go to bed, then you know what hunger is, because that's the true hunger. Anyways, there was a full day of... How many calories do you eat?
I don't know. I don't track at the moment, but... No, I have no idea.
You don't have an idea?
No.
Okay. But do you think you lose weight at the moment, or you gain weight? She gained... How much did you gain? 12 kg in a year?
Yeah, 12 kilos. In 3 months, actually, or something.
How many months?
3 months.
I shut the front door.
Yeah, because when I left Germany and I started traveling, I was like 50 kilos. And then the next time I weighed myself, I scaled myself.
But you also spent tons of time with me, and then you just eat more, I think.
Yeah, I ate the same amount as you did. It was insane. I ate like 5,000 calories.
Yeah.
But plus, I also worked out with you every day, so...
Yeah, so you gained also a lot of muscle.
Yeah, definitely. So it's not that I'm like...
For all the girls who want to gain weight, just come to me and eat with me. I eat the same amount, and you get fat and I don't. Period. But that's it, right? You don't snack or something. What about
really
some chocolate?
Rarely. Oh my god, I love chocolate. I have chocolate almost chocolate almost every day.
Really?
Yeah, like a piece of chocolate.
Where's the chocolate here, right now?
I have chocolate here.
Really?
I'm not telling
you. You're just hiding.
Because
you are
if he knows that we have chocolate, it will be empty in 1 hour. And this chocolate bar lasts me for like a month because I eat only a piece of it every day.
That's really smart. But now you told me. You know, we're like, Violetta, I can't have some chocolate.
No.
That's why I don't buy chocolate anymore.
Yeah, that's
why
I don't tell you that I have chocolate.
Because when I start eating chocolate, there's like... without a problem,
no
I could
stop.
Eat...
Yeah, 3 bars.
3 bars.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep.
I don't do it because...
But I'm doing you a favor because it's not good for you. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I usually don't eat it, and I don't enjoy eating only like 2 small pieces. So
that's
I say
what I enjoy.
I rather... I'm a big fan of like if you want the island in the world, so I just don't buy it. If I don't have it at home, I don't even think of it. And yeah, if I would find like real dark chocolate without sugar, can someone please... I know that there are some brands who...
Stevia.
That they don't even use Stevia. Yeah, I don't know what... It's in the US. I don't know why they can do it in the US, but the Germans can't do it.
If you guys have this chocolate, please ship it to us.
Sponsor me. And please make hummus without all these bullshit ingredients.
Just make your own hummus.
Yeah, but I'm too lazy.
I know. You can hire me for making you hummus.
Yeah, but you don't use oil. And I'm a big fan of olive oil.
I can do it for you. With
like
oil.
A little bit of olive oil.
Yeah.
You don't consume any oil, right?
Not at the moment, no. I mean, obviously if I eat out, but not at home.
What about salt?
I don't add salt, but there is salt in the protein powder, for example, or if I buy something with salt. It's not that I'm saying I don't eat salt at all. I just don't use salt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I had popcorn with salt yesterday.
Oh, whoa. Iodized salt?
Sorry, yeah.
Let's talk about supplements we're talking about.
Okay.
Full day of supplements.
Full day of supplements. So I take B12, obviously, every single day. And iodine...
Stop.
Okay.
B12? How much?
500 milligrams.
Milligrams?
Micrograms? What is it?
Yeah, people get confused all the time. Ferdinand also told me I made fun of him because of that. Anyways, it's micrograms. 500
micrograms,
milligrams
so.
Would be a lot.
A lot.
500 micrograms, okay. You use the same B12 as I do.
Yeah.
MHA formula?
Yeah.
For all the people who don't know. Okay, 500 micrograms. B12 makes sense.
Then I also use iodine because I don't use iodized salt.
But even if you use iodized salt, I calculated it. It's really difficult to.
Unless you overeat on salt,
we are talking about. For Germany was 20. I think you have to eat 10 grams of salt to cover your iodine in Germany. In the US, it's probably around 5. Grams,
Why is it lower in US?
Higher in the US. In the US it's 40. In Germany it's 20.
Okay.
I think it's 20 micrograms. But don't quote me on that. Anyways, and it doesn't make any sense because it's not really healthy to eat that much salt. We only need 1500 micrograms, I think. So yeah, I either... use a supplement or Nori sheets. I love Nori sheets. Do you like
them? I never tried them, so I don't know.
Never?
Never.
You never had sushi in your life?
Oh, you mean... Oh, is that just the green thing around the sushi?
Well, I don't know if they always use Nori sheets, but it's seaweed.
Okay, I'm not the biggest
fan
of seaweed.
They taste almost all the same. You're not the biggest
fan? No, I'm not.
Okay, well then, a supplement. That's like either Nori sheets, there are some other seaweeds, or a supplement. Like iodized salt, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it.
No, neither.
And many people don't even talk about it. It's like, oh, I'm vegan. Oh, okay. 3 years later, maybe I take a B12 supplement. Mm. Okay, so we have B12, iodine, which I like.
And usually all three, it's just I don't have that at the moment, but...
Omega-3?
Yes.
Nige. EPA and DHA, and that's it?
That's all, yeah.
What about selenium?
No, I don't supplement with it. Probably should, but so far I'm trusting on Brazil nuts, which I shouldn't, I know, but yeah.
Just be kind to your Brazil nuts.
Be kind to
them. Do you call them...
Brazil nuts?
Not Brazil nuts?
Oh, sorry, Brazil nuts?
Do you call... I don't know.
No, I think it's Brazil nuts.
Because they're from Brazil most of the time, right?
Are they? I don't know, probably.
Anyways, I'm not sure. I think so. For most of the people, by the way, selenium is not a big topic, but in Germany, the soil quality is so freaking bad. You almost have no soil. The soil quality in the US and Canada is pretty good. They have a lot of selenium in their foods, but we Germans...
But we're not in Germany any longer, so...
Yeah, I don't know how it is in Greece.
How is it in Bali?
In Bali? I guess it's good. No, I literally tried to make research about it because that's where I live. But tried to find something about the soil quality. I think there was never ever a tourist before. Like, excuse me, how is the selenium content of your soil?
Maybe we should... Can we test it? I'm sure we can. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'd be really curious.
I think it's really good.
Okay. Let's trust our intuition.
I trust my intuition. And I... make a blood test once in a while, so I will figure it out.
When's the last time you did one?
What year is today? 2019, end of 2017.
I never did one. I should. I want to.
Yeah, do. I mean, your body will also tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you lack something, but why not? Like, just I think it's fun. I always like it when doctors like. Do tests with me just to see whether my body is I'm super curious how my omega-3 ratio would be like. And that's it. You use protein powder, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you want to gain weight.
That's
so funny. People think that, like, which protein powder do I have to use to gain weight? I'm like, huh?
You don't have to use any protein powder. I just take it because I just find it so delicious and I just can't live without. And it's super convenient. You don't have to worry. You never have to worry about protein if you eat the right way. But I just love it too much to give it up. And I don't want to give it up, so why? But you don't have to supplement with protein powder if you have legumes and everything. Like, I just hate saying this word. I feel like it sounds every time wrong. Legumes. If you include this in your diet, enough of it, and whole grains and stuff, you don't have to worry about protein at all.
And yeah, you don't gain weight because of a
protein
powder. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if I would be on a diet and like I want to lose as much weight as possible, I would still drink protein powder because it satisfies you a lot. So yeah, too many calories.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Food will never make you lose or gain weight. It's
yeah, you
never
can
about
eat too.
Food.
Yeah.
It's always about the calories at the end of the day. So you can have still a burger every day if you have only this burger, and you will still lose weight. So
yeah, I have. So I remember so many people at school that were super skinny.
Yeah.
Only eating this garbage food.
Yeah.
But then only like one pizza and some bread in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have this big pizza in the evening. But still, if you're in a calorie deficit, it doesn't freaking matter. You can eat donuts every day and still be...
You will probably feel not very good.
Yeah.
But you can do.
You can. So if you want to gain weight, be in a calorie surplus, eat foods with which are high in volume,
low
in volume and high in calories, like
bananas.
Dates.
Oh my god, dates, yeah.
Let's play this game. I say dates, figs, chocolate, cacao,
nuts and seeds.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, just I would eat so, if I want to gain weight, I would just eat peanut butter, banana,
yeah.
Wow, every single day.
Yeah.
There is no like peanut butter. I would just add peanut butter to everything. Do you like
I add peanut butter to everything.
Peanut butter jelly?
Oh yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I like.
I just love peanut butter too much. More than hummus. To be
what?
Honest. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now we have to end this podcast. Violetta? I didn't even call you once, Vio.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right? You're proud? Okay.
There
was a super short episode by Violetta and I. We're going to go out now and tonight we're going to watch Game Changers.
Woohoo!
Do you know a single person who's in this movie? Because
I don't know.
She Violetta doesn't know a single movie. Like,
I know.
Do you even know like who's like she didn't watch Inception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Leonardo DiCaprio is?
Yeah, I watched one or two movies with him and I hated the movies.
She did Titanic?
I didn't watch Titanic. I watched the end where they were dying. Are they dying? I don't know, when they're sinking.
What? Are they dying?
I don't know, they're sinking. That's how interesting
this movie
was.
Anyways,
to me.
But you know, do you know like any vegan athletes who are in this movie?
I don't know anything about the movie yet, but I will figure out tonight.
Do you know who James Cameron is?
My best friend.
Have you watched Avatar?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the blue people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the director.
Oh yeah. I don't know any directors.
And he made a documentary about vegan athletes. And how a vegan diet, because he is vegan.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. How it can change you as an athlete. And Jackie Chan?
Yes.
He's all, like, I think
he's in there?
No, I'm not sure if he is
he's
in there.
He's still alive?
Of course.
What? I thought he was like over 100 years old by now. Like if he would still be alive, but obviously he is, so he's not that old.
I think he's like 60 or so.
Oh, oops, okay.
I don't know. Let's ask him. I don't know if he is in the documentary, but he's involved. Arnold Schwarzenegger? Ever heard of him?
Yes, no.
Have you watched one movie?
No.
Good. Do you know Misha Yang yet?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Really?
Because of you.
Ah, because of me. He's a vegan bodybuilder. Lewis Hamilton?
Yes.
Who's that guy?
Who? Formula One driver or something?
Wow, I'm impressed.
I'm not that bad in the vegan scene, but honestly, if you ask me about people like stars, I don't know anyone. I'm just, I don't know. I don't care enough about other people's lives, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Where can people find you if they want to see how fat you are in real life?
So you can find me on Instagram. It's always just my name, Violetta Tushnio. You will probably have to look it up because you can't.
I put the link in the description below.
And I recently also started with YouTube. It's like a month now, I think. And TikTok.
You show what you eat, right?
I'm gonna do it, yeah.
You haven't done it yet?
No, but I'm gonna do a full day of eating very soon.
So now you have
once
to
subscribe. We have a kitchen that is normally equipped.
Stop whinging. Stop complaining.
We don't even have a chopping board. Anyways. And yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, maybe very soon on podcast too.
Oh, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't tell me.
I just told you now.
Oh, nice. On my podcast.
I think I dreamt about it tonight. That's when.
You dreamt about it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. I will probably be on the podcast, so definitely subscribe to the not existing podcast yet. I freaking love you. If you like this episode, share it on social media. Tag me, tag Violetta. And leave a review for the podcast. Otherwise, you're breaking Violetta's heart and you don't want to do that because otherwise you don't have a brother, right?
I have a sister, though.
You have a sister? Oh, yeah. She will come and punch you if you don't leave a review for this podcast. Vanessa, if you're listening, I love you. Okay, good night. Sleep tight now.
Mosquito.